roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, STAB's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called...
STAB! Yeah! Oh my God! Oh my God! You guys are rabid. You're going crazy. It's amazing. You know, are you guys ready to meet your contestants for the show?
Staff.
Very good. All right, we're gonna welcome our first comedian to seat number one, Shahara Hyatt.
Shahara Hyatt,
sitting first. She brought a lot of people. Edgar Granados in the middle. And then the very lovely, you saw him last show, Jesse Jones, he's here again. He's doing the, he does the show. Hella. Welcome. Jesse does the show, hella. Jesse Jones. Quit talking. I'm sorry. Welcome. Welcome. Glad to have you guys all back. Everyone has been on the show. Shahara, you've been on it once?
One other time?
Not even in this city, so this is the first time you've ever done it in Sacramento.
Yeah, you are correct.
Yeah, you came all the way out to San Francisco and did this.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you. You brought people there, too.
Yeah.
You're a bringer.
I'm a shitty comic, but I'm a bringer.
Everyone's like, well, yeah. No, I'm just kidding. That's not true. Thank you for being here. What are you up to? What are you pushing? What's your gig as far as shows and stuff?
I co-produced the Moving Van show.
Oh.
Yeah.
When does that happen?
Follow us on Twitter at Moving Van Show. The next one is this Saturday, 8 p.m., location to be disclosed.
Ooh.
On Saturday.
Okay. What's the Twitter? What's the Twitter handle?
The handle is at Moving Van Show.
Okay, well, you know, look it up, and then you see a show out in a parking lot.
Yeah.
It's fun. I've done it. You should too. In this segment, I have a question before I let you go. Shahara, please give me a new name for your butthole.
I was going to say Melissa McGillicuddy, but...
okay.
Let's go with Bobby Brown Unplugged.
Okay. All right. Mine is Fart Apartment. That's what mine is, Fart Apartment. Edgar Granados, how are you?
I'm so great and good. Man, I'm just blessed to death.
Blessed to death. Very good. Edgar, you've been on our show a lot. In fact, you were our latest episode that's up on iTunes. You're the first prompt where it's really funny.
I'm honored. Check it out.
Really funny. Edgar, what's the new name for your butthole?
Oh, I don't get to plug stuff.
I mean, you can plug stuff.
I have to plug my butthole.
Okay,
first.
Yeah, just plug the butthole thing first.
I call it the Hurt Locker.
The Hurt Locker. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. What do you want to plug?
When does this come out?
2 weeks.
In 2 weeks.
3 weeks.
In 3 weeks.
17 weeks from now.
Okay, come on, man.
No, two weeks.
People here, November 2nd, I'm at the Sacramento Punchline. I have a free guest list.
I'm there too.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Shahara's there too, but she's not good at promoting herself yet.
Oh.
She'll learn. I have a free guest list. Come holler at me. And I'm helping Jason produce the Uli every Thursday
at
8 p.m. So that's
26th and T, right?
28th
and T.
But that's close, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're better at remembering your kids' birthdays.
Not really. No.
Just as good.
All right, Edgar, thank you for being here and insulting everybody. That's pretty nice. Jesse Jones,
yeah.
You're here again.
It's true.
We're glad you had a really good showing last show.
Did I?
Yeah, it was nice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I thought you did well.
I'll take it.
What's the new name for your butthole?
I had a couple, but I'll just go with one.
No, let's hear them all.
Well, it's a sort of a tie between the Cheese Hatch.
Okay.
Mostly my diet. Or the catastrophe button.
Well, very good. Thanks for being here. I do have to give a shout out to a comedian up in Chico. We put this out on Facebook or Twitter. A comedian named Trip Hazard came up. The name of his butthole is Grocery Outlet. So I feel like very funny.
That's good.
Let's play Stab. Let's play Stab when I turn up the Grocery Outlet.
It's much better.
Very funny. You should be on the show. Hey guys, this first segment is called This Was Today Once. We're going to go and start. Shahara, on this date, 1722, French C. Hopfer patents the fire extinguisher in 1722. Also on this date, 2011, Queen Elizabeth II makes her 16th visit to Australia, commencing in the capital city of Canterbury. How did you celebrate the aforementioned events in tandem?
Well, first of all, no one followed that,
okay.
Right? But we're going to do our best.
Well,
so
I'll repeat it.
Oh, no, you won't.
No, I'm not. All right.
No, you won't.
All right. I'm defensive now.
Nothing could extinguish my excitement
about
celebrating Frenchie's big milestone, which I observed by starting small fires in state buildings all over Sacramento to remind people of the occupational safety we wouldn't have if it wasn't for him. Mm-hmm. Then I made a meme of old Queen Lizardbath that says, in case of fire, break the imperialist glass ceiling. Mm-hmm. And shared it on social media with the inscription, it's tea time. Do you know where your colonies are? Believe me, there wasn't enough CO2 on the internet to put out the viral firestorm that ensued. Big day for them. Just another day in the life of a social justice warrior like me.
Very good, Shahara. Hyatt. See, you made it make sense. Edgar Granados, I'm going to try my best to read this.
Me too.
All right. On this date, 2005, Saddam Hussein's trial begins in Iraq. Also on this very date, 1971, the last issue of Look magazine is published. Those two things happen on the same date. How did you celebrate them in tandem?
I really hate this, John. And not only this prompt, but just this game in general. You're adding new games. I'd suggest you get rid of. Okay. So today marks the start of the kangaroo court that the revered honorable president Saddam Hussein was forced to sit through. A president that no doubt none of you have forgotten. The United States helped in the 90s. We gave him weapons, and I guess all of a sudden that's a mistake. A mistake like agreeing to write for this show. Okay, so Look magazine, what is that? It was outed by KGB defector Yuri Bezmenov, who of the 1967 Russia Today issue said, from the first page to the last page, it was a package of lies, propaganda, cliches, which were presented to American readers as opinions and deductions of American journalists. Nothing could be further from the truth. That was in 1967. 1 year later, in 1968, Saddam Hussein is critical in the overthrowing of the old regime in Iraq and instrumental in establishing the Arab Socialist Ba'ath Party. When was the last time that one of our presidents went to war for something he believed in? And he's the one on trial. This was a great man, ladies and gentlemen. Dare I say, a man whose only crime was loving his country too much. So Look magazine is famous for launching the career of Stanley Kubrick, right? Where they showed a lot of his photos. So I'd like to celebrate these events in tandem by shining a light on what a great man Saddam Hussein was
And what a tragedy that we lost such a noble and honorable magazine such as Look.
Thank you. Thank you.
Very good, Edgar. All right. Jesse Jones. Mm-hmm. We're glad you're sober. Okay. Jesse Jones. On this date, 2003, Mother Teresa is beatified by Pope John Paul II. Also on this very date, 1926, John C. Garand patents the semi-automatic rifle. How did you choose to celebrate the aforementioned?
Well, John, you see, my celebration of this day is always just as conflicting as the events that inspire it. You see, early this morning, I went to the local blood bank for my weekly donation of plasma, marrow, and platelets. And once again, no matter how much I pleaded, they told me I couldn't come back again until next Wednesday. And they gave me 2 cookies for my thankless work. Then I took the bus to the nearest Planned Parenthood office, just in time to scream in the trembling, frightened face of a visibly pregnant, unaccompanied minor. Sure, she was crying before I started yelling baby killer into her face over and over as she tried to hurry past me, but I like to think I made her cry just a little bit harder. Wow. Yeah. Thought this would work for this crowd. Later in the afternoon, I met with Elliot, the kid I've been a big brother to for the last 18 months. I helped him with his pre-algebra homework and then just listened to some of the problems he's been having at school that he doesn't feel comfortable talking to his grandparents about. Then immediately after leaving Elliot, I found a homeless camp along the river and proceeded to break every tent pole I could get my furious hands on. Then went on to set 12 overladen shopping carts ablaze before spray paint and get a job on a sleeping mentally ill woman. And lastly, a couple hours ago, I put in a shift helping frame a duplex for Habitat for Humanity. As you may or may not know, I've personally helped build 19 houses, a 36-unit apartment building, and this is the 4th duplex I will have worked on. I get a card every Christmas from every family that lives in one of the buildings I had a hand in putting up. Then, right before coming here tonight, I made sure to leave my car running in the garage, blowing exhaust into the space that I'd absolutely stuffed with as many pregnant, adoption-ready dogs as the local shelters would let me foster. See, I like to remain as karma-neutral as humanly possible. And it's on days like today I really feel like I get to even out my ledger.
Very good. Very good?
Yeah.
The whole time you were doing it, I was rereading the prompt to see what, like, what? Oh, I see.
It makes sense.
It does. It does.
In a terrible way.
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. I'm glad this was the late show. All right. This next segment is called Top 5 Google Searches Of. Please write the top 5 Google searches from the perspective of a grabbed pussy. If a grabbed pussy could search Google, what would it search? We're going to do one at a time. Go ahead.
Number 1, Kevlar pube vest.
Very good. Edgar, you're first to 5.
How to remove bronzer.
Oh my goodness.
I get a feeling Shahir and I may line up a little bit. My first, do I possess any sort of natural, biological, offensive, or defensive weaponry?
Very good. 2nd of 5.
Wiki, how to file a sexual assault report.
Serious. Yeah, yeah. We all agree.
Very practical.
Very practical, yes. Edgar. Oh,
yeah. Kegels, how to crush bone.
Jesse.
Am I... Am I able to shoot any sort of venom or poisonous barbs?
Sure.
Number three, women for Trump. It turned back zero results.
Edgar.
Can I just say I saw like a picture of a Trump supporter woman wearing a shirt that was like, right. Donald Trump could grab my pussy.
Yeah.
And it was just like, he never would. Anyways.
You're third, okay.
Number three. Not because, like, I'm not, like, shaming her or saying, like, it's not, like, we know who his type is. And it just, okay. Number three. Looking in, breathing out, a practice in becoming ungrabbed.
Yeah.
Does anyone make any sort of self-defense pussy dentures?
Oh, my God. All right, fourth of five. Fourth of five.
All right. How to get hashtag none in the pink trending.
None in the pink.
Defining boundaries and removing lodged fingers.
My God.
How to patent self-defense pussy dentures.
That's a good idea. And the fifth of five. Sure.
Cod pieces for her. Oh, twice the price? Come on.
Edgar.
Overtime at the office. How to deal with ugh men.
Wow.
Finally, copyright search. Potential names for self-defense pussy dentures.
There it is. The top five. Wait, you weren't done.
I've got three potential names.
Okay, go ahead. I will back that up.
Potential names for self-defense pussy dentures. Number one, coochie chews. Number two, vampire vag. And number three, twat teeth or tweef for short.
Very good. That was the top five Google searches ever grabbed. Pussy. Yeah, that went well. This next segment. Next segment called Location, Location, Location. You've all been given shitty businesses to start in shitty locations. Make us want to come to them. Shahara, you just opened a hipster microbrewery in the middle of a hospice care facility. Mm-hmm. Make us want to come.
Right.
To that place.
Well, we all know that nothing eases the pain of life quite like drinking. So run as fast as your skinny jeans will allow to the underground grand opening of Hops and Malt, where the only thing paler than our ale is our clientele. Come enjoy our cruelty-free IPA, where we let our hops die a natural death. Mmm, taste the longevity. We also feature a seasonal rotating tap of craft beers with flavors so subtle, you won't be able to taste them. Now on draft, Chrysanthemum Pilsner. Our restrooms have complimentary beard oil for the dudes and armpit pomade for the ladies. Just kidding. Our bathrooms are gender neutral, you silly goose. Visit your dear old grandmother on Pub Quiz Thursdays and answer questions like, what's the highest non-lethal dose of morphine? Hell, maybe you'll get drunk and work up the courage to finally tell your ailing dad you love him. Get it? We said ale. So stop on by for a PB. Aren't you glad it's not a corporate lager? And buy yourself an American Apparel t-shirt that says, "Fuck capitalism," with our logo on it. Hurry over, because this ephemeral gem will be closed before you know it.
Very good, Chair Hyatt. Edgar Granados, the business that you're going to be taking on is, you are the owner of a knockoff designer bag store on an offshore oil drilling platform in the North Atlantic Ocean.
Oh, man. Just real quick, can I borrow, Sharon, can I borrow some of your armpit pomade for later?
Hell, you can.
I'm all out.
Okay. All right.
Hi, my name is Bob E. Bags. I've got the best bags on this oil drilling platform. Is the looming fear of death dragging you down? Is your efficiency waning because the recent passing of a friend of yours? Distract yourself with these fine bags. They're not the real thing, but they're more real than your friend is because they have died now. Insist on these fine quality, definitely not the real thing, not even an excuse for the real product that is supposed to be mimicking. It is as if a hippopotamus learned to sew, as if it itself had sewed onto it by another hippopotamus, monkey hands, so that it could learn to sew. These bags, they're simply horrendous. But what do you care? You're not here because you have options. You were probably born into this life or have accrued multiple felonies barring you from a safer line of employment. Devise a way to purchase these bags. It doesn't even take that much work. Find me on the platform, the oil drilling platform where I am located. Bob E. Bags. The name of my store is Bags for you on this oil drilling platform. What do you care? The North Atlantic Ocean.
Very good. Edgar Granados. Jesse Jones, just some insight to this next prompt. This is actually a real thing that was, I learned. Okay. You're opening a mobster-themed sushi restaurant in Idaho. A mobster-themed sushi restaurant in Idaho. No. All right.
Apparently we have a former diner in the audience.
Ahem.
Hey, excuse me. No disrespect. Can I talk to you for a second? Hey, yeah, you. Who the fuck you think I'm talking to? Can I talk to you for a second? Yeah, hey, so when you think Idaho, what do you think first? What's the first thing come to mind? And just know that if you fucking think potato, I'll stab your mother. Okay, we clear? Stab your fucking mother if there's a potato in your fucking head right now, all right? What you mean to think, my friend, what you mean to think is sushi. You giving me an eyeball, huh? You give me an eyeball, I'll take a fucking eyeball. You got me? You better believe that, you fucking schmooly. Now I'm going to let your disbelief slide for a second out of respect while I explain something to you. Idaho sushi, yeah. Not for nothing, but the Port of Lewiston is the farthest inland Pacific port on the West Coast. So yeah, you might think Idaho sushi, that sounds as appetizing as Nebraska crab. But let me tell you, Pally, Nebraska knows a thing or two about sea crustacean, yeah? Now, you don't got to believe me, but I would if I was you. So what do you want, huh? You want Mazi Sushi? Huh? Huh? Little Maki Sushi? Huh? Yeah? We got Futomaki. We got Hosomaki. We got all that shit. Even give you Uramaki if that's kind of shit you go for, you fucking animal. Wait, what's that? Excuse me? The fuck did you just say? Huh? You don't know what it's called? You just like them thin little strips of raw meat and fish? No, hold on. Let me get this straight. You want the thin little strips of raw meat and fish, huh? Yeah? Fuck you! That's fucking sashimi, you stupid fuck! You get the fuck out of here and forget you ever heard the name Don Lorenzo's traditional old world sushi cuisine. Because I swear to Christ, if I ever see you around here again, what's your name? Doug? Doug, if I ever see you around here again, we're going to be serving fresh Doug rolls for a week, you stupid fuck. And you don't got to believe me. Doug, you don't got to believe me. But I would if I was you.
Very good. That was location, location, location. All right, that brings us to our next segment. We just did it in the last show. And it is called Topical Haiku Challenge again. All right, here we go. Here we go. Please have written three topical haiku for the following story. In light of all the news about the recent creepy clown sightings, the search for clown porn has shot up all over the internet because of it. Please have written three haiku in regard to that phenomenon. Start with Sharon.
All right, my first haiku is titled Insane Clown Pussy. Face paint everywhere. Shake it and juggle it, girl. Whoop, whoop. And it's over.
Very good, very good. Edgar Granados.
Hey, I like that these are all based on your recent search history. I respect that.
Wait a minute.
That's very courageous.
An open book.
This haiku is entitled Order of Operations. Go to Brown Clown Town. Latin, Arabic clowns. Wait. Go to Clown Brown Town.
All right. Jesse Jones.
I get it. My first is titled Primitive Attraction. Fear and arousal stimulate the primate brain. Want hump murder clown.
All right. Want hump murder clown. He's heard enough.
That's fair. That's fair. See ya. Not going to question that.
Totally acceptable move. Second of three.
I would too.
Second of three.
All right, my second haiku is titled, Can't Sleep, Clowns Will Eat Me. That is an order. Squirt him in the face with that beautiful flower. Red nose in her ass. I just want to let everybody know, my mom's in the audience tonight.
that's whose ass it is.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Fine. You have no couth. Very glad. Edgar,
okay.
It's your turn.
Yes. This next haika is entitled Explorations. Explorations. Okay. Compilation, cream pie, check fuck bus, clown? Oh, clown, 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 clown.
All right. I feel like we have to check the haiku. Well, no, I think we'll check it in post. We'll check if it followed the haiku format. Jesse Jones.
Yeah, this is about as political as I get. This one is titled Coincidence. Okay. There are some who say the spike in clown porn searches
are Trump related.
And the third of three.
Sure. All right. My third haiku is titled Circus Jerk. Giant foot fetish. Slip on my banana peel. Hope you like slapstick.
Very good. Edgar.
This one is titled JohnRoss.mpeg.
Okay.
Probably face paint. Single tear rolling down cheek. Cock in slow motion.
Oh, Edgar. Very good, very good, very good. Jesse Jones.
Yeah.
Jesse Jones.
Yeah.
Finish this, please.
Yeah. Third is titled The Heart Wants. What's so creepy about being turned on by clown sex? Oh, everything? Sure.
Very good. That was a topical haiku challenge. That brings us to our final category of the evening, called Dating Profiles of the Fictional and or Non-Fictional. Please have composed dating profiles from the following perspectives. Shahara, please have written a dating profile from the perspective of an exploding Samsung smartphone.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yep.
Self-summary. I'm new to this thing, so I guess you could call me a long-time listener, first-time gentleman caller. Wink, wink. My friends call me Sam Hung for a reason. Looking for my partner in crime, so let's blow shit up. As a polyamorous burner, I like to be more with more than one person at a time. In fact, I've been in the hands of millions. You and I can send messages all day long. No baggage, no drama. What I'm doing with my life? Looking for a sugar mama because I don't plan on working much longer. And my parent company is completely out of money. I'm really good at not taking life too seriously because I know I could die at any moment. First things people notice, I'm smooth and reflective. I can be put on vibrate at any time, and I love to smoke. Although I'm trying to quit. Six things I couldn't do without. My phone charger. Media strategy. French C. Hopfer's glorious invention, the fire extinguisher.
Very good.
My publicist direct line. Headphones and the Chinese market economy. Most private thing I'm willing to admit. I'm damaged goods and into embarrassingly expensive deception. I have intermittent explosive disorder, but if you can't handle me at my worst, you sure as fuck don't deserve me at my best. Whoa, sorry. I almost blew up in your face there for a minute. Spend a lot of time thinking about how to get out of this mess. They say no press is bad press, but fame is really starting to get to me. Message me if you want to be wrist-deep in a PR nightmare. I usually don't like to tell people this, but sparks will fly.
Very good. The dating profile of an exploding Samsung smartphone. Edgar Granados, please have written a dating profile from the perspective of acid jazz.
I've got a compliment that I'm hoping will load in the next 5 seconds, because I'm a professional, and I know...
You need music? You need music?
I know what, here, yeah, is it happening? Okay, yeah.
You can hold it on your mic, sure. acid jazz.
Hello. I would like to introduce you to a world of mystery and fusion. Let our souls intertwine like leaves on the vine. Let us make sickly sweet grape love. We will be the wine amongst the gods.
I thought it was.
Username: Funka Hunkalicious 44. Interests include funkalicious beats and smooth, sexy rhythms. Come jog with me. We're jogging through time and space. Bring your jambe. We'll rock all night long. I love rock climbing and getting down with some funk. Cooking! Spice is nice! My ideal date would be hopping in bed and getting to know you in 6-9 time. Let me know when this gets old. Ha-ha! Baby, when you're with me, we can melt through solid steel. I'm a fiery lovebird singing sweet melodies, looking for a xylophone to strike with my funk stick. Can you be that xylophone? Can we make delicious flute solos? Crunch, baby! Scat with me, John! Do wop, drop, wop, do, so wop, wop, did it, did it, wop, did it, 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 did it,
You made me scat.
I'm so glad you did.
All right. Yeah. Well, good luck, Jesse, following that. It's good. Very good.
Setting the bar.
I was worried about... All right, never mind. All right, sorry. All right, Jesse Jones, please have written the dating profile from the perspective of Hurricane Matthew. There
you go. User Class 5 Maddie Matt. Say pansexual and gender fluid. In a non-monogamous open relationship. Body type curvy. Smokes sometimes. Drinks often. Sign Libra. And diet omnivore. My self summary.
Hey guys! I'm just breezing through town. Looking for some fun. Big and beautiful. I just like nights out on the town, fucking shit up and tearing it down.
What I'm doing with my life?
Just blowing a bunch of guys. Just really sloppy wet. Just show up, blow everybody, and just skip town.
I'm really good at
blowing a bunch of guys all at the same time.
Favorite books, movies, shows, music, and food.
I don't have any time for that. I'm too busy blowing a bunch of guys. Just as many as I come across. Or has come across me, if you know what I mean.
Six things I could never do without.
Warm, moist air. Low pressure systems. Equatorial rotation. A minimum 74 mile an hour wind speed. Landfall. And the Doppler weather radar. Hey girl, I see you seeing me.
Spent a lot of time thinking about
where my brothers and sisters, Alex, Bonnie, Colin, Danielle, Earl, Fiona, Gaston, Hermione, Ian, Julia, Carl, and Lisa went. And if they like blowing guys as much as I do.
On a typical Friday night, I am
probably down in the Caribbean. Like hella blowing like crazy. Just getting hella sloshed and spinning around and blowing everybody.
You should message me if...
You got a super cute insurance policy? You can handle me at my worst? And you like getting blown?
Very good, that was Stab. One more time for all the comedians you saw tonight. Shahara Hyatt, Edgar Granados, Jesse Jones, you guys. Thank you guys for coming out. I'm your host, John Ross. Please subscribe to us. Subscribe to us on iTunes and leave a review. But thank you for coming. Once we get our website back up, go to stab4gold.com, stab4gold.com, and come out and see us regularly. We're looking for a regular venue. We're also coming up on our 100th episode, probably in December, where it's going to be a huge show somewhere in Sacramento. So please check that out. I think that's it. Thank you guys for coming. Good night.